Yeah, man. It is, at least for the next couple days, hotter than July. And I wouldn't be surprised if August is like the second hottest month, or maybe the first consecutive months. I think that's going to happen. You wanted to say something.
I did. I wanted to follow up about what Dave said, just so we're kind of clarifying. I think the percentage he was talking about, because I think when you talk about mask wearing and things like that, then you have the people who don't want to wear masks can say, oh, it only protects 10%. The 10% protection was for incoming. If you're wearing a surgical mask, you're right. It's not a great filter for you breathing in, but it protects everything you breathe out, or a high percent, not everything, but a high percentage of what you breathe out. And that's why universal mask wearing is effective if you have everybody wearing a mask, protecting everybody else. So again, you're wearing your mask, even if you can't get an N95, you're wearing your mask to protect others. They're wearing their masks to protect you. Basically, I view it this way. If you wear a mask, you give a crap about other people. If you don't, you don't.
Yeah, I don't know what this freedom stuff is, you know. Another reason why, you know, masks don't work by themselves. Everybody's supposed to get vaccinated. If everybody got vaccinated, you wouldn't need a damn mask. That's what people don't understand.
Yep.
Okay? So now you've given this thing, which is smarter than probably two-thirds of the human on the planet, this stupid little virus, which has now figured out, well, I can get past this. And look at these little kids. I can get them intubated too. And a lot of people in their 30s and 40s are dying, and 20s. So, yeah, you know, when you don't get vaccinated on a national effort, on a global effort, and let's face it, we didn't help these poor countries get everybody vaccinated. We didn't help India. We didn't help Africa. You know, oh, we're going to fly over some. They're innocent of all this. They really are. You know, and to try and blame people for where it came from, blame it on man. Man is stupid. Man does all kinds of stupid things. They war. Why war? Why? How many times? I told you why. Because it's a damn business and they want to make billions of dollars. They're murderers. That's what they do. And this isn't down to the people that serve in the military. I don't blame them. Although I do question, why would you want to get in? And as a parent, you can't just blame presidents. If you encouraged your child to join during a conflict, or if you didn't witness how many people went over to Afghanistan at the start of this in the 90s, they're weekend warrior people, ROTC people that were just doing this to, you know, help you with your education and stuff. And the National Guard, they're supposed to be guarding the nation. They're not supposed to be nation building. And let's face it, nation building is what makes the rest of the world hate us. They don't want to be like us. I don't know why people think they should be like us. Look at our country. We've got the most access to everything, and what people would rather have is bullets and guns. I can't remember what they said, how many people. It's like 200 people a week die from gunshots and another 500 or 600 that are wounded. And this is just gun violence. This isn't doesn't include the police, right? When they shoot and kill somebody, unless they get caught. And even when, you know, I'm just tired of this world, man. I can't wait to get up and do it again tomorrow. But I am proud to say that on the climate change front, I witnessed Robert Pilot in Minnesota, yeah, who has a show. And I don't know why people don't. If you're not listening, you really need to. Okay, 6 to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday. They're not just like, they're like me, man. They're activists. You know, they're even better at it than me. They're Native Americans that understand and appreciate being awake, man. The show is called I'm Awake, you know, Native Roots Radio. Check it out if you haven't heard it. But a victory to them in Minnesota. He was at the Capitol speaking along with other people. And there was a victory against the energy companies. But you can't stop with one. You have to stop them all the way across. And I'm going to be pressuring Democrats to get to Biden. You guys, well, you legislators, why don't you talk to him about not killing wolves? For a change and ending pipelines? It's not like we don't understand. We have alternative means, right? But it's, you know, these thieving fossil fuel companies, man. This week I drove down a country road that I go to feed the cat I take care of out in the country, buddy. Buddy. And I'm driving down the road and I'm like, that looked like a little snapping turtle. And so I moved a little bit. Oh, sure enough, there it is. And then you can't just pick them up and move them, these babies, right? Because they need to have, there's a trail that's created. So I'm taking them and just inching them along and trying to encourage them. And sure enough, after a little while, they're scurrying across. Next day, found another one. Third day, I went a different way and came up, and I'm like, well, there's nothing there. So I went another quarter mile up the road to turn around, and there's another one. The three of them I saved. And I feel like they saved me. Because these little ones, now that they got across that road and they're heading to the marsh that they were heading towards, they won't be traveling back across that road for a while. Not until they're ready to lay eggs. And that's what, it's just amazing watching nature. And just disgusting to watch it disappear. But, and then we got a woodchuck under my mom. There's trail that we thought was by the rabbits. There's a woodchuck under our deck. I saw her. She was on top of it and scurrying under. I'm like, well, hey, isn't that sweet, right? And we trapped them out at my mom and dad's farmette out in the country because, yeah, there were so many of them. And it's true, they can ruin your foundations, but no more than Republicans ruining the family's foundations. So I give nature a chance. So anyway, I'm giving her sunflowers every day, put a bowl of water out there, some carrots and stuff. And she kind of trusts me a little bit. But there goes the neighbor, the guy that, you know, was shooting at squirrels the year before, right? And just, they're going to get in my garden. And so he told my mom, I saw a woodchuck run under your porch. It's going to be coming down to my garden. That woodchuck's been there for probably 3 years and hasn't done nothing to your garden, man. You start shooting at it, we're going to have a police show up there. Because I don't take the law into my own hands. Not yet. Not like people when I'm driving down the road just take the law and just throw it aside. And it's like all around, man. The bumper stickers, Democrats, Republicans, even Bernie Sanders people driving like maniacs on the road, which I just don't understand at this point. I never drove like that. Guilty of speeding, a handful of times throughout my life and other situations that come up. But I'm a safe driver, man, even though I've had two accidents. Imagine that.
Can we go back to Robert Pilot?
Yeah, man.
And just kind of in general, looking at a pizza box, we could learn a ton from Native Americans. Right now, we could have been learning from them this whole time, but we can still learn a lot.
I have been, damn it. Yeah, I have.
More people should.
I mean, I can't, turn my life around and live the smallest footprint that other people do in the environment, but I'm getting there. I'm getting there, man. I'm driving a Prius, 50 miles per the gallon, right? Don't throw trash out the windows. Don't do any of that. Recycle. I know it's ridiculous at this point, and there's some times where I'll just take the plastic and throw it in because I'm just, the mounds of trash and pollution. We shouldn't be using plastic. Back in the day, we did a lot of glass, and you could, you had to pay a deposit. Milk, sodas, all that. Never should have stopped that, man. Because even when the bottles break, then they can just, melt it again. But I don't know. I think the best way to do this is one day at a time, okay? I'm not stealing that from Alcoholics Anonymous, but I did spend some time with those people as well. I didn't do my 12-step program that, is probably a good idea to do, but there were three or four that I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do that. I'm done drinking. I'm not gonna go back. And there's a few things on there that I just wasn't prepared to do, And I'll admit to my shortcomings. I have no issues with that. The thing I feel the worst about was, a failed marriage and not getting to be a father. And then having that opportunity with my grandkids kind of filled in that void. But it'll always be a sore spot because I know I could have done better. And we probably shouldn't have been married to each other. We had different, different goals in life. But, young love, man. College and beautiful woman and just this handsome white guy. I mean, who wouldn't want to move from an island and marry a guy like me? But anyway, appreciate you all listening. Let's push the critical thinking. Let's trust science, math, and I don't know, man. Try and change something today. Try and change somebody. And I guess till next week, Devil Radio 92.7 FM, Pizza Box Mike, and Outside the Pizza Box, Jason Hafeman. Oh, yeah. Hey, Jeff's Guitar Clinic is now open, right? The one sponsor that I have. And I was out at his new place in Stoughton, It's just beautiful, and it's out in the country, but there are a lot of mosquitoes, man. Something I haven't seen in a long time. Talk to you next week, folks.